You have your Bible turned this evening to Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8. We'll begin reading tonight at verse 26. Very familiar passage talking about the Gadarean, amen, the crazy man, a wild man. And the Bible says, And they arrived at the country of the Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee. And when he went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man which had devils a long time, and wear no clothes, neither abode in any house, but in the tombs. And when Jesus, and when he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High, Jesus, Son of God, Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not." For he had commanded the unclean spirits to come out of the man, for oftentimes it had caught him, and he was kept bound with chains and with fetters, and he brake the bands and was driven of the devil into the wilderness. And Jesus asked him, saying, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Legion," because many devils were entered into him. And they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. And there was there a herd of many swine feeding in the mountain, on the mountain. And they besought him that he would suffer them to enter into them. And he suffered them. Then went the devils out of the man and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the lake and were choked. When they that fed them saw what was done, they fled and went and told it in the city and in the country. Then they went out to see what was done and came to Jesus and found the man out of whom the devils were departed sitting at the foot of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. They also which saw it told them by what means he was possessed of the devils was healed. Then the whole multitude of the country of the Gadarenes round about besought him to depart from them, for they were taken with great fear. And he went up into the ship and returned back again. And now the man out of whom the devils were departed besought him that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to thine own house and show how great things God hath done for thee." And he went his way and published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done unto him. I'd like to preach just a little while, if you've got to be my help tonight, Brother Charles, on this thought. I'd rather be a pig. I'd rather be a pig. Amen. As we look at this tonight and we see this, and the Bible tells that Jesus got in the boat and he went across the Sea of Galilee and he pulled up on the shore and he pulls up over there on the shore and Gadarene and over against Galilee. The Bible says when he went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man which had devils a long time and wear no clothes and neither abode in any house but in the tombs. Amen. Now what we see here when Jesus pulls up on the shore, we see this man that comes out of the tomb and comes to meet him. And now I want you to just get a picture of this fella in your mind. This fella was possessed. This fella was full of the devil. This fella had been bound with chains and with fetters. As you can see the picture here, you see this fella that had been in anguish for many, many years. And he said for a long time, the devil had a hold of him. I will say it don't take but a short while for the devil to get a hold of you, and he can mess you up real bad. But we see the Bible said, Brother Bill, the devil had a hold of this man for a long time. Amen. And we can see him as he comes out of there, and he had chained pieces of chain hanging off of him, tethers are hanging off of him. He was a wild man with wild hair, wild eyes. Amen. The Bible said that he was in the tomb day and night, and Mark chapter 5 said he was cutting himself. Amen. So we see this wretched man that he was as he come out before the Lord. We see it. The Bible touches that he was full of the devil. The devil had done taken possession of him. I want to say, praise God, the devil's still possessing people today. Amen. How would you look around today, praise God? The devil's possessing a lot of people. How many people? The people just go into somewhere and just go to opening up with a gun, open up, taking a knife, just stabbing people on purpose. Amen. That's the devil. I mean, people that's not full of the devil don't do that. Amen. But what happened? Because it's the devil possession. Notice about four things he does. He causes insanity. Amen. He's a maniac. He was insane. He was out of his mind. He wasn't thinking. You know what the first thing the devil do? He'll get a hold of your mind. You know how he's doing it today? By drugs and alcohol. Amen. He'll alter your mind where you don't think right, and he'll destroy you. Amen. He'll take you further than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay, and never show you a good way back. Insanity. Not only was he insane, the Bible said he was indecent. He was naked, running around naked. Having common sense tell you, decency tells you to cover up. Amen. But the Bible says he was running around naked. Verse 27. He came before and said, he wear no clothes. Amen. Hey, I'd want to wear some clothes, just keep skeeters off. Amen. You know he's out of his mind, praise God, when you go around running around a tomb naked because you're going to get eat up by something. Amen. Amen. Why? Because he's out of his mind. And because he's out of his mind, he was indecent. Not only was he indecent, but by Mark 5, I told you about, praise God, said he was injurious to himself. He was a cutting on himself. Amen. People with good sense don't do that. Amen. People that aren't full of the devil don't cut themselves. People don't hurt themselves. I tell you what, listen, if somebody ever tells you I hurt myself, praise God, you better not believe it. You get an investigator there to check it out, because this old boy ain't hurting himself on purpose. Now, I've hurt myself a plenty by accident, but I ain't going to hurt myself on purpose, praise God. I like me too much. But what the devil does, praise God, he gets a hold of your mind, and he gets a hold of he takes away your decency, and you get to the point that you don't care if you hurt yourself. But the bad thing is, if you don't care if you hurt yourself, you don't care who else you hurt either. Amen? Yeah, is the picture starting getting clear? Society, the world that we live in today, it's full of the devil. These devils amongst us tonight. Amen? So not only do we have insanity and indecency and injurious to self, but we have infamy. Amen? Where a family is ashamed of what's going on. Total disgrace is brought upon the home by what that person is undertaking and doing. Amen? Sound familiar? Our homes are being destroyed. They shame in the home today because of the indecency and the wickedness of hearts and lives today. Amen? This is where this fellow was. He was in this position. He was in this predicament. Amen. And he said, he cries out. He comes out of the tombs, and verse 28 said, when he saw Jesus, he cried and fell down before him. Now notice the position. He comes to a worshiping position. You say, why would the devil do that? Because he knew who Jesus was. Amen. James said, the devil knows and trembles, praise God, but they don't get right. Amen. Praise God. They know who Jesus is. He says, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not. Amen. He said, what are you going to do with me? He fell flat on his face. I mean, he fell in subjection to him. He knew that he was the power and the authority in life. Amen. He said, preacher, you believe Jesus has power and authority over devils? Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. He has all power over heaven and earth. He has, and in heaven and earth, and he has all power over demonic spirits. Amen. He said he did, praise God, and I believe it. Amen. He had power. That's that inert ability, praise God, that he has to take care of a situation. That's that power. And that authority is the right to exercise power. Amen. And he can take the devil and he can kick him out. That's why, praise God, we just put our faith and trust Lord Jesus Christ. He has power over the devil. Amen. The devil has an influence. But praise God, Jesus Christ has the power and the authority. Ain't you glad for that? Amen. He has the power and the authority. If we just put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we can make it. Amen. Out of here, instead of making it with a pout, we can make it with a shout. Go out of here praising the Lord for what he's doing in the hearts and lives of his people. We'll see a whole lot of folks is full of the devil. Amen. He said, I beseech thee, torment me not. For he had commanded that the unclean spirit to come out of the man. Amen. That the unclean spirit would come out of the man. He said, for oftentimes it had caught him and he was kept bound with chains and fetters. And he broke the bands and was driven of the devil into the wilderness. You want to know how a lot of time how we know that somebody's full of the devil? Amen. They want to get off by themselves. They want to have nothing to do with nobody unless they're tearing down and destroying. Amen. Destruction in lives is what the devil does. Devil possession causes that person to want to destroy and tear down. Yeah, I never see anybody full of the devil, amen, that wants to do good. Amen. You'll never find somebody full of the devil that wants to go out and help somebody mow their grass. Amen. For the elderly. You'll never find somebody full of the devil, praise God, that wants to go down to the Salvation Army and help feed the homeless. Amen. Why? Because they're full of devil, man. They don't care about humanity. They don't care about you, and they don't care about me. I'm afraid we're living in a world that's full of the devil. Amen. Praise God. But see, Lord Jesus asked him, he said, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Legion," because many devils were entered into him. Now that legion could be as many as 6,000, or it could be 10 quadrants of 600. That was a Roman legion at that time. And he said, "Hey, listen," they said, and he used this statement. He said, "They so many out here," said, they just call me legion. Amen. The devil, praise God, the demons that was in him said they were so many. Said, "We done lost count." Amen. Done lost count. How many demons was in this fella? I'm afraid there's a lot. See, there's a lot of demons in this world. Amen. But I'm glad there's a Savior to come to overcome the demons. I'm glad that he's a Savior, praise God, to come to preserve those that'll trust in Him. Amen. But now watch this. Now we'll give you about three things right quickly. Hey, there's three prayers that's prayed in here. Number one was the prayer of the demons. Amen. The demons prayed a prayer. And said they besought Him. Verse 31. The demons, they besought Him that He would not command them to go out into the deep. Why? Because He had that power and authority to cast them out. Amen. I done told you He had the power and the authority to cast them out. And so He said, "Don't cast us out into the deep." In other words, what they were saying, "Hey, don't cast us out into the abyss. That place of no hope. That place reserved in darkness." Amen. Look at 2 Peter. Or I'll just read it to you. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. Said, "For if God spared not the angels that sin, but cast them down to hell and delivered them in chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment." These demons would say, "Hey, listen, don't cast us down in that place of judgment. Don't cast us into the abyss." Amen. Why was they saying that? They was begging in a worshiping state. Said, "Please don't do it." Amen. Said, "Don't send us to that awful place called hell. That place reserved for demons." Amen. I want to say, now hell's an awful, awful place. And those that go there, praise God, spend eternity there. There's no reprieve. The only time you ever come out is a moment when you're judged before the great white throne judgment and you're cast into the lake of fire. Amen. To die forever and ever and ever. But they said, "Please don't cast us out." That was the prayer of the demons. They knew He had the power. They knew He had the power to cast them into hell, to cast them into that place of judgment. And so they prayed, they begged God, they begged the Lord, "Please don't cast us into that awful place." Amen. You know what they said? They said, "Hey, listen, Lord, we'd rather be a stinking old dirty pig than to be cast in hell." Amen. "Hey, listen, you'd be a whole lot better off being a pig tonight than being cast into hell." Amen. See, that old pig, he don't have a soul. That pig, he'll live and he'll die. And he'll go. He just goes back to the dust. Amen. Me and you have a soul, praise God, in us. God breathed into us in the beginning and we became a living soul. Adam and Eve passed it down from generation to generation. The soul of man never dies. It lives on. That God breathed into you when you become a human being, praise God, come into this world, is yours forever. Amen. Said, "You're going to live somewhere forever." And they said, "Hey, listen," said, we won't be cast into the abyss. We don't want to be cast into that awful, awful place. Amen. He said, "We'd rather be put in a pig." Amen. You say, "Well, preacher, you believe demons can possess animals?" Yeah. I know for a fact. We used to have a horse. We called him El Diablo, the devil. Amen. That horse is crazy as a crazy shot cat. You get on that horse one day, he'd just ride just as pretty as you ever see. I mean, good sized horse. He's about 15 hands high. Probably the best little trail horse you ever see. I mean, he'd just click around just like no man's business. But he, pray God, there was something to get a hold of him, possess him, and all of a sudden he'd take off. He might run through a briar thicket. He might run through a fence. He might run through whatever he wanted to run through, pray God. When he got that notion in his head, you couldn't stop him. Amen. That's why they called him El Diablo, the devil. You had to watch him every minute, praise God. I mean, I want to say, pray, we better watch out for the devil, because the devil's a deceiver. The devil will destroy. The devil will take you through places you don't want to go. But they said, no matter what you do, don't cast us into that abyss and that awful place of holding to the day of judgment. He said, please don't do that. Cast us into the hogs. Amen. Them demons, them filthy demons said, I'd rather be a hog. Amen. Then go to hell and be cast into the abyss. And there was a herd of many swine feeding on the mountain, and they besought him that he would suffer them to enter into them. And he suffered them. Amen. They said, hey, just don't send us into the abyss. Send us into those hogs, swine, pigs. Amen. He said, then went the devils out of the man and entered into the swine. You hear what I said? They went out of him and entered into the swine. Amen. They entered into the swine, and the herd ran violent down a steep slope, a steep place into the lake, and were choked. They drowned. You know why? Because pigs can't swim good. Amen. Pigs aren't swimmers. They've got the cloven hooves, and the way their body mass is, they don't swim good at all. If they have to swim more than just a few feet, they'll drown. Amen. But them old hogs, praise God, had enough sense not to be possessed of the devil. Them old hogs, praise God, just an old a dumb animal. Now, they say a hog's mind's pretty sharp. They say the closest thing, Brother Bill, to a human being is a hog. Amen. When it comes to tell, you can train hogs. Amen. They train them they potty train them. They teach them to come. They teach them to operate feeders and feed themselves. They teach them to operate water and things and water themselves. You don't see a whole lot of progress in that because they don't usually live too long. Amen. They get up about 10, 12 months old, praise God. Usually you put them in a jar. Amen. And make bacon out of them. Eat them for breakfast. Amen. Supper and dinner. Because they don't make it long. But these hogs had enough sense not to be wanting to be full of the devil. Want to be possessed by the devil, praise God. They run down a steep slope, praise God. They're not very coordinated now. They run into the Sea of Galilee, and they were choked. They drowned. Amen. There was a bunch of them, praise God. And they run down there. He said, when they that fed them saw what was done, they fled and went and told it in the city and in the country. Word got out on them. Amen. The word was always getting out on Jesus. Every time he done something, praise God, somebody won't run and tell. Boy, wouldn't it be good today, praise God, every time Jesus done something around here, if one of us won't just run and tell somebody? We ought to be like that, amen. Won't run and tell, say, look, guess what Jesus done over there? Guess what Jesus done over at the house? Did you see did you hear what Jesus done? Amen. Amen. Glory to God. They said you ain't gonna believe this, but said them old hogs that we was taking care of, they just got plumb full of devil, run down in the lake and drowned themselves. And them people didn't believe them. They said, yeah, what have you done? You took them off somewhere and sold them. Pocketed the money. What you've done. We know what you've done. Okay. They probably didn't believe them. I wouldn't have believed them, would you? An animal can't swim running into the ocean, into the lake and drown themselves. I wouldn't have believed this. They said they wanted to come see. Then they went out to see what was done and came to Jesus. Amen. When they got to see and went to come to see what was done, they come to the one that was doing the deed, Lord Jesus Christ. And they said they found the man out of whom the devils was cast. Praise God. Were departed. He was gone. Amen. They found him. Praise God. Didn't have to look for. I want to say, praise God, Lord Jesus Christ ever done something for you and you recognize you won't have, people won't have to look far. When I get to heaven, praise God, Brother Ralph, they won't have to look far to find me. I'm going to be wherever my Jesus is. I'm going to be at the foot of my Savior, glory God. I'm going to be praising and giving Him glory all the rest of the days, amen, throughout all eternity. World without end. Amen, praise God. Bless His holy name. But they said they found Jesus. They came to Jesus and found a man out of whom the devils were departed, sitting at the foot of feet of Jesus, clothed in his right mind. And they were afraid. Now I want you to notice this. I want to notice this fella here, his position. He went from laying prostrate, friends, worshiping Him with the full of devils. Amen. He went to sitting at His feet to learn of Him what he might learn. Amen. His position had changed, praise God. Not only has position changed, but his attire had changed. He went from being naked in this world to clothed upon by the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord had done clothed him in righteousness. Praise God. Got the devil out of him. Amen. Praise God. And he said he was in his right mind. His demeanor had changed. Amen. His position changed. His attire changed. His demeanor. You know what happened to him? I believe he got saved. Amen. When the demons go out, the devil goes out of you. That when they have to flee, then Jesus comes in. And He saves your soul, praise God. Amen. These old demons said, we'd rather be a pig than go to the abyss. The fellow that was possessed with the devils, praise God, he said, I'd rather be with Jesus than to live like this. Amen. Praise God. He said, amen. He said, glory be to God. I'm glad for what the Lord's doing. What God can do. He said, He was in His right mind. And then when they seen Him, the Bible says, they were afraid. And they also which saw it told them by what means he that was possessed of the devils were healed. And I can just see in my mind's eye when all them folks come, that fellow had them chains, pieces of chains and bindings all around him, had been cutting himself and was naked, running around like a maniac. And there he was sitting at the foot of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, maybe asking questions, maybe praising the Lord, maybe giving God the glory for what had just taken place in his life. And these people come along to see what was going on, try to get the Paul Harvey version of the story, and they see this man sitting there, clothed in his right mind. Praise God, and they begin to ask, what in the world happened? What caused this man that was possessed, that's full of the devil, to be here clothed in his mind, right mind? And they said, that man there did it. They blamed it on Jesus. Amen. Praise God, I tell you, when I got saved, praise God, I just blame it on Jesus. He was the one that come that night to where I was and saved my soul from a devil's hell. He's the one that lifted me out, lifted me up, praise God. And they saw it, praise the Lord. And they wondered what means that he was possessed, the devil's was healed. Amen. So we see the demon's prayer. Please don't cast us into the abyss. We see the people's prayer. He said, then the whole multitude of the country, the gathering round about, besought him to depart from them, for they were taken with great fear. And he went up in the ship and returned back again. Amen. They prayed that he'd leave that place. They said, we don't understand what's happening, but we don't like it. Said, you're messing with our money, you're messing with our property, you're messing with our lives. Amen. Said, you're changing things and we don't like it. You know what was the problem? They cared more about the hogs than they did this man. Amen. You know what's wrong with society today? We care more about a hog and a dog and an animal than we do about human beings. Amen. There was a ship out there, one of the cruise ships, and they was having a terrible time and they couldn't get the people off, and it took days and days and days to get to them. But Brother Bill, I bet you if that was a boatload of puppy dogs, praise God, they'd have sent out the National Guard and the Army and Reserves and the Air Force and the Marines, and they'd have rescued them that day. But we're living in a day in the air that's dark. We're living a day when people's full of the devil. We're living a day people don't care about human beings. Amen. Their prayer was, Lord, just go away and leave us alone. We don't care about this fella. We don't care about what happens to him. We don't care about our families or our home. We just care about what we got. The material things of this world is all we care about. Amen. That was their prayer. They said, Lord, just leave us alone. I'm afraid people's prayed that so much that Jesus has answered. Amen. I believe there's so many people that's prayed that so much that Jesus has just withdrew himself. I told you, I preached one time on that message how that God's got us on a rope. We're crossing that river of life. And sometimes the currents get rough and God's got us on that rope and He's easing us across there and trying to get us across safely. But we're paddling into the current just as hard as we can go. Amen? There comes a time, praise God, He'll just let go of that rope and let us go. He tells us that in Romans chapter 1. Amen. Said that they were turned over to a reprobate mind to do those things that's not convenient. He said it'd be convenient to do things that's good and would honor God, and we choose to go the other direction. Amen. He said they prayed. These demons pray, or these people pray. They prayed. They prayed God that He'd just leave them alone. Hey, because they wanted their material things. They wanted their profit. They wanted their money. They wanted their comfort. They were comfortable living in the way they were living. They said, we're doing all right. So we don't need no more of this. They prayed that Jesus would leave them alone. That He'd go away. Glory be to God. Hey, listen, if you don't want Him, just pray He'll come to me. Amen. Tell Him that just if you don't want Him, just pray. Say, Lord, just give my part of You to Pastor Jeff. Amen. I want all of Him I can get. You say, well, you're greedy. No, praise God. Hey, He's got more than I could ever accept. He's enough of Him, praise God, to go around. He's enough for you and me and our children, our family, our community, our lives, and everybody else's lives. He's sufficient. But the multitude prayed and they said, listen, just leave us alone. We're comfortable. We like where we're at. Amen. And then we see this maniac that was healed. Now these people prayed and they asked God to just leave them alone. Now that's happened before in history. In Psalms 106 verse 15, he says that he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their souls. Amen. He granted a request. Jesus got on a boat and He went back to the other side and just left them to themselves. Left them to themselves. I tell you, said yourself will mess you up. But Jesus Christ can fix you up. Amen. But then we not only see the prayer of the demons and the prayer of the people, but we see the prayer of this healed man. This healed man's prayer in verse 38. He said, now the man out of whom the devils were departed besought Him that He might be with him. Amen. So this man that was full of the devil, praise God, his prayer was that he could just be where Jesus was. Amen. This prayer had been healed. This prayer had been saved. This prayer, the devils had been cast out of him. He had been set free. Praise God. He prayed that he could just stay with Jesus wherever he was at. Amen. Praise God. If the Lord Jesus Christ ever sets you free, amen, you'll want to be with Him. You'll love Him. You'll want to hear from Him. You'll want to have a touch. You'll want to feel His touch upon you. Amen. You'll want to be partakers with Him. Amen. Everything that He does. Go everywhere He does. Have Him with you everywhere you go. Amen. He asked Him. His prayer was, he said, Lord, he'd done been healed. He was clothed and in his right mind, praise God. The insanity was gone. The indecency was gone. The injurious attitude was gone, praise God. The infamy, his family, praise God, could be proud of him again. Amen. Could you imagine this fella? Maybe he still had them pieces of chain stuff on him. They hadn't got them off of him yet. But they, and they're there, and the family comes over there, and he says, maybe that little one looks up at him and says, Daddy, can I take him off of you? Amen. And he pulls him up in his arms and says, yes, son, you can take him off. I'm free for that forevermore. Amen. Praise God. The family had been pulled back together. Unity had been brought back. And this fellow, he said, Jesus said, but you've done this for me. I couldn't have done it for myself. He said, can I go with you? Amen. But Jesus says it. He said, no. He said, I want you to stay. Amen. Now we've seen the prayer of the demons. We've seen the prayer of the people. We've seen the prayer of the man that was healed. Now we see a request to Lord Jesus Christ. He says, no. He said, you stay. He said, return to thine own house and show how great thing God hath done unto thee. Jesus said, no. He said, you don't need to go with me. He said, you need to go back and tell the story of what Jesus did for you. Amen. See, Jesus saves us. He brings us out. He lifts us, takes the demon possession out of him, takes the sorrow, the anger, the things in our life away from us. Praise God. Puts in victory, and He tells us, just go and tell. Amen. Don't cost you a thing. Don't cost you a dime. Don't have to pay for it. It's free. But all Jesus asks is if we'd just go tell. He said, return to thine own house and show how great thing God hath done unto thee. Amen. Jesus requested this fellow. He said, just go and tell what I've done for you. Go and tell what God has done for you. Amen. That's what we ought to be doing today, praise God, is just going and telling what God has done for us. You say, what did He do? He gave him deliverance. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ offered him deliverance. Amen. He offered deliverance spiritually. He offered deliverance physically. And He offered deliverance mentally. Amen. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, I've got lots of problems. You just don't know how. Amen. Praise God. He can fix you up the same way. Bible said He is the great physician. Amen. He's greater than any psychologist you'll ever talk to. Praise God. Amen. He's greater than a doctor, Lord. He's the great physician. He's the teacher of doctors. Praise God. Only the reason they know what they know is because of Him. Amen. I'm glad there's some out here that'll recognize that. They'll pray with you before they start to work on you. Amen. That's the kind I want to work in on me, because they know who this physician is. And that they can only do what God allowed them to do. So He is the deliverer tonight. Amen. Praise God. He delivers from the, spiritually. He delivers physically and mentally. He helps us in every aspect of our life, every avenue of our life. He fixes us up if we'll let Him. Amen. But where are we at tonight? Got a spiritual problem? Are you lost without God? You say, preacher, I thought I was saved. Are you? Do you have a desire for the Lord and godliness? Do you have a desire for the Word of God and the house of God, the things of God? Amen. The devil's out there. He's walking around seeking who he may devour. Amen. And we need to be vigilant against the wiles of the devil. And we can only do that through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He gives us that power. He helps. He touches spiritually. He'll touch us physically. He'll give us a joy down in our soul. You know what's wrong with a lot of people? The reason they so much mental problems and sickness is because of a spiritual problem. Amen. We get joy down in our soul, praise God, and get the life in again instead of crying and whining. Amen. Bible said laughter's like a medicine; it doeth good. Amen. We ought to be able to laugh and praise and give God glory. Amen. Life of the devil, where we left him way back yonder. And praise God for where we're at today. Amen. That's what He does for us. He delivers us. He's a deliverer. And He delivers from all those things that we can't deliver ourselves from. Amen. Because He is the power. He is the authority in our lives. Amen. This fellow, he said, just go ahead and return. Go back home. Just tell him what God has done for you. Amen. Can you imagine? Now just think about it. Just picture. Can you imagine when that fellow went to walking back into town? I mean, he's clothed in his right mind. Still had those scars of that old life that he lived. But praise God, he was a new man in Christ Jesus. The demons was gone. The heartache and the anguish is gone. And he was rejoicing in the Lord. He was stepping a whole lot higher. He was rejoicing and praising God as he went in. People are coming and they're saying, what happened to him? And so he met Jesus down there on the seashore. Amen. Let me ask you a question tonight. Where'd you meet Jesus at? He said, preacher, I don't know what I've ever met Jesus. Praise God, you ever meet him, you'll know it. Amen. You meet him on the seashore. You meet him in your house. You meet him in my house. You meet him at his house. Praise God, he'll do wonderful and marvelous things for you. Amen. But praise God, them old demons said, you know what? I'd rather be a hog than be cast off into hell. Amen. Lord be God, that we could say the same thing tonight. I'd rather be an old hog with no soul than to be cast off in hell. At least an old hog would just die and go back to the dust or somebody eat him. Amen. But if a soul of man dies, praise God, without the Lord Jesus Christ, they'll spend eternity in hell. Amen. They'll spend eternity in hell. But I'm glad Jesus Christ Himself made provision tonight so that we don't have to go to hell. Amen. Praise God. You say, well, you don't have to go to hell. He said, no, we can go and tell what Jesus Christ done for us. Amen.